I know a lot of farmers who are pretty happy it's hot and dry right now as the opening stages of the harvest is underway in many areas. But man, 34 degrees here yesterday in Regina, 36 in Moose Jaw, the hot spot, and just a beautiful day. It got a little breezy in the afternoon, but that didn't seem to help cool you down at all. But we're in for another warm one today at 32 degrees. And I was entirely disappointed when I walked into work this morning to notice that one ticket took the $75 million Lotto Max last night. And this will be a shocker. Not someone in Ontario. As always, no Max Millions, not even one in Saskatchewan. So it's back to the retirement drawing board again for me. Pick up another ticket for Fridays, I guess, and start over again. But surprisingly, even with our hot weather being one of the big talkers here the last 24 hours, this has been a bit of a TSN turning point in our wildfire season too, because as of right now, all the people evacuating from the north get to go back home. And that is incredibly great news for many there. And luckily, the north has got a bit of rain the last week or so. Not saying there's no active fires. There are 60 active wildfires still, but just 8 out of control. It's still a problem, obviously, but good news for those evacuated going back to their homes. And one of my coworkers telling me this morning that she took her kids to Maple Leaf Pool to cool off last night. How did she describe it? A mass of humanity in the pool. Super busy at all the outdoor pools. As a good thing, they're still open. Oscata Park Pool stays open till the end of the month because of maintenance at the Lawson right now. But yeah, the pools will be pretty active again today, too. It'll be a while before we take a dip in that new aquatic center, but they broke ground with a new sod turning yesterday. And of course, next up, all the heavy machinery will roll in, begin working there alongside of the Lawson as it is right now. A $313 million project. With Olympic-sized pools, slides, leisure space. It's all set to open sometime in 2029. You can check out some of the pictures from the sod turning on my CJME Morning Show Facebook page. Some of you commenting how disgusted you are at the price tag. Well, there are many others who actually are appreciative of a new pool. But along with that, I've also posted the pictures. I mentioned this yesterday about that stretch of Dewdney between Albert and Broad as the revitalization project there. Put a couple of pictures there too. So check it out, the CJME Morning Show Facebook page. By the way, I do want to take a moment to salute all of those who work outdoors in the heat wave. As I was at the sod turning and then the construction over on Dewdney there, it was hot, stinking hot already by the noon hour. And then as we hit 34 degrees, it's a challenge. And then I got home, and on my block, someone was getting the shingles done, and the roofers were up there. They had these giant jugs of water on the roof with them. I stopped for a Slurpee later in the afternoon, and there was a lineup at the Sev that I stopped for the Slurpee machine. There was like 6-7 people in front of me all lined up, many looking very sweaty, probably working outdoors and having just come in for a break. But yeah, same thing today. 32 degrees. And coming up later this morning, help could be on the way for canola farmers. Premier Scott Moe is making what he says is a big announcement in Yorkton today. And right now, producers, of course, being hit with huge fees in response to Canada's 100% tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles. So we look forward to what our premier has to say about that. And we will bring it to you right here on 980 CJME. Oh, and Shake the Lake tickets are starting to really sell nicely. I talked to my buddy Neil Donnelly, who runs the Kinexus over there. Yesterday afternoon, he told me the tickets are really selling well and still some good seats available, of course, too, for the big party this weekend. Friday night, Helix, Finger 11, Default. Saturday, the Kings, Stampeders, Trooper, the Headstones. Later, we'll check in with Neil about flights. Is everyone going to arrive here? Will they have to shake up the lineup to Shake the Lake? Because someone may be missing their flights. We'll check into that. I know that happened to Rock the River last weekend in Saskatoon. But that check coming after the 7:30 news with Neil dropping in. But tickets are still available. And you can win a pair for me this morning. Here's how. You can text me. 1-877-300-7275. You're going to have to text me your first and last name. But wait. Don't do it yet. Because what I have done is I've taken a song from Trooper and shaken it up a little here. In other words, it's not exactly as you would hear it on the radio if I were playing it right now. So listen closely. Everyone who gets the right answer goes in the draw, and I'll select one random winner after 8 o'clock for a pair of tickets, all right? So turn up the radio, see if you can identify this Trooper song. Well, I'm glad we don't have to play the whole song like that. But 1-877-300-7275. Frank, my producer, immediately in my ear, my headphones, said, I know that one. And he was right. I think it's fairly easy, but hey, just for fun, include your first and last name and the answer. What Trooper song was that? 1-877-300-7275. Living high on the western side of the CFL, our Saskatchewan Roughriders were back to practice yesterday, getting ready for the Stamps. We, of course, 8-1. The only loss we've suffered is against Calgary, so perhaps that loss is going to be a bit of a motivation for the club to seek revenge and stay atop the West by, we're up 4 points now on everyone else. That is impressive for the green and white this year, and the one issue for the club so far has been the play of kicker Brett Lauther, who is sitting around 66% when it comes to field goals. And Lauther says everyone has been supportive on the club, but he's well aware of the concern. Does he know what's wrong with his game exactly?
If it was something I knew to fix, I would have fixed it a while ago. I don't think it's one thing right now. It's just a ton of different little things. And like I said, it's just not good enough. And that's just kind of period after that.
I think we all remember as a Rider fan that last year he kind of struggled, but then turned it around come September. Coach Mays commented on his slump as well and says he's still supporting.
Yeah, I mean, he's a pro, man. So the first thing he just identifies, yeah, no doubt, not the year he's wanted to have, you know, certainly to this point. But, you know, there's still a lot of ball left. But he's had a good couple days since the game, getting out and swinging it, man. So just staying consistent, you know, not trying to do too much, getting outside of his process, but, you know, just narrowing in and focusing on you know, the things he's got to get better at. So that's just part of being a pro.
No mention from the coach if anyone's coming into camp to push him a little here, but he seems pretty adamant in supporting him. And Lothar's such a great guy. I hope he turns it around like he did last season, too. But kickoff Saturday, 5 o'clock. Our Green Zone pregame show will start, of course, at 3. And I love how the Pats rolled out this new Blue Runs Deep theme for their upcoming season. It has a free Blue Brigade fan community that they will include merchandise deals and other team perks as outlined in this really fancy social media launch I like too.
And this isn't just our team. It's our tradition, our history, our home. So lace up the legacy, Regina. Join the brigade.
That's good they're doing this. CEO is Gordon Pritchard, who says they've created the Blue Brigade to form an exclusive fan club. It's going to bring a few perks.
You get one of these Blue Brigade t-shirts, and there'll be other benefits as well. There's discounts for the merchandise shop. There'll be access to the team.
And Gordon really wants to see the Pats form kind of a solid base, just as the Riders have.
When it's game day, you don't need to look at the calendar because you see people wearing green, whether you're walking down the street, driving to work, you're in your office, somebody's wearing green, and that's awesome.
So this is awesome that the Pats are trying this, jump-starting the rebuild. After all, last year, you know, we got Maddox Schultz, the 15-year-old, who can play up to 34 games this season, so and a pretty strong core of returning players to the Pats, so it's nice to see them trying to get active right now. Training camp starts the end of this month, the regular season, mid-September, and I believe the opener is September 26th against Prince Albert. Hot weather. 34 yesterday. Moose Jaw, the hot spot of the province, at 36 degrees. It is again going to be a hot one today. And actually, Moose Jaw, you must be getting a little excited. You got a big parade coming up this weekend. The Midwest Shrine Association is in town. They're having a parade that'll go at 11 o'clock down Main Street. I remember when the Shrine Circus would come to town here and the excitement of the Shrine Parade. They had those little flying saucers they would ride around in, those little mini cars. Man, when I was a little kid, I used to love that stuff. So I'm kind of jealous that Moose Jaw, you're getting a Shrine Circus Parade. Well, it's not a circus parade. It's a Shriners Parade on Saturday at 11 o'clock. That'll be fun. Not so fun. It's been a stressful week for a lot of air travelers in this province as of late, with a deal now having been made between Air Canada and the flight attendants. The damage already done, but it will slowly start to improve. Both airports in Regina and Saskatoon telling us it could take several days before it gets really back to normal. The delay of getting back to normal is because aircraft and all the crews have to be repositioned from where they were when they left off on Saturday when that strike started, right? And Regina Airport CEO James Bogus was on my show yesterday and offered this update for us about when the next flights might be out of Regina.
One of the things I've been watching personally is when you can actually book for service now, given this announcement. And what I'm seeing is it looks like Saturday is going to be when you can start booking those large jets again to Toronto for a new flight. Same thing with that additional flight to Vancouver. And why I'm making that distinction, there's still service to Vancouver right now with their Air Canada Express, or known as Jazz product. But with that being said, they're saying could be upwards of 7 to 10 days for full restoration, but it does mean you're going to start seeing some activity start trickling back. And if you have a confirmed itinerary and you have not yet received a cancellation notice, just, you know, stay tuned for what they're going to tell you.
You know, given the amount of people who seem to be avoiding vacationing too stateside these days, I was curious about those direct flights from Regina to Denver, and James said they're still selling well.
Surprisingly, despite all of the turmoil that you're seeing, we just got our Denver stats in for July, and things are averaging around 80%, 40 out of 50 people on that plane. And Greg, I got to tell you, advanced bookings continue to be good. But remember, small aircraft, 50 seats to fill. This is not a massive plane.
So that's great to hear that you can snag some direct flights to Denver still and some good flight deals from Regina to Vegas via Denver from that direct flight. But obviously tourism in Vegas is down over 30%. That's just Canadians. They have discovered that it's down 30%, largely in part because fewer Canadians are going. And it's an ongoing debate why that is, too. It seems partly because of Trump's 51st state comments, but it may also be because, well, of the poor dollar exchange right now. At its lowest this week, as a matter of fact. And Vegas has become super expensive. Like a couple of drinks by the pool, going to set you back minimum 50 U.S. for two drinks. Even the Las Vegas mayor, Shelley Berkley, was talking about how tourism is down and she misses Canadians.
International travel is way down. People are not coming to the United States. We have a rather large market with the Canadians. It's gone from, a faucet to a drip. Same thing in Mexico. We have a number of very high rollers that come in from Mexico that aren't so keen on coming in right now.
Yeah, I love Vegas. Used to go three, maybe four times a year back in the day. Yeah, don't ask me why. We were just crazy for a weekend getaway. And I loved it in the summertime with the heat, too. But haven't been in a year or two now. I'll get back there one day. But it is suffering right now. I have a few friends who I've made over the years in Las Vegas who tell me that the tips are a lot less than they ever used to be right now, and they miss their Canadian friends. Finger 11 there at Shake the Lake this coming weekend. Friday night along with Helix, Default, and then Saturday the King's Stampeders Trooper and the Headstones. It's going to be a fun weekend. If you've never been to Shake the Lake, it is just awesome. Right in front of the Kinexus Arts Center, which is a beautiful venue when you're inside because of the sound is so great. But they really created kind of like an intimate atmosphere in front of the venue itself, right? That stage. They set up all the food trucks and the tents and the icy cold drinks and sit on your lawn chair and just take it all in, all that live music. There's nothing better than sitting outdoors listening to live music. I don't know what it is. Every summer I look forward to concerts. I was just in Calgary. We're at Country Thunder Calgary. And no matter who's on stage, whether I like him or not, I still love just listening to a band out on a stage in the evening in the in the summer. There's nothing like it. And you can go for free. Shake the Lake. I got a pair of tickets here this morning. Here's what I've done. I've taken a Trooper song, which again is one of my all-time favorite Canadian bands, by the way. But Ray McGuire no longer the lead singer. He retired, right? And then gave the rights to others to keep the songs going. And I will say this, Ray McGuire, and I don't want to even start now. I'm going in a debate here that I did not expect, but Ray McGuire, Burton Cummings, some of my favorite voices to ever come out of Canada when it comes to music. Like, Ray McGuire has a great voice. Like, I have not personally seen this new Trooper yet, so I kind of would like to go to Shake the Lake myself to see Trooper, to see if they're any good. I can't imagine, though, the Trooper sounds as good as they once did. Now, here I am knocking Trooper a bit. It's one of my favorite bands of all time, but I love the original members. So maybe I'd be surprised to see them in concert. But nonetheless, Ray McGuire, super cool. I remember back in the day here at CJME when it was a top 40 station before we became talk radio. Long ago, I worked in this very control room I sit this morning, and in comes Ray McGuire and Trooper. And I was a young man at the time. I got out my Bic pen from my pocket. No, I didn't have a pocket protector, but I got out my Bic pen and immediately it was yellow out of the blue cap. And I took the blue cap off and I begged him, please sign my Two for the Show album cover. And he did. I still have it to this day. So I don't know if I would gush about Trooper as they are now, but I have heard good things. And I think it's just in the songs too, right? Everyone loves to sing along to We're Here for a Good Time and all those great hits. If that's you that wants to do just that, well then, 1-877-300-7275. I took one of my favorite Trooper songs and just kind of shook it up here a little, if you will. What is this song? Well, I do know it is irritating to listen to that way, but what's that song? Your first and last name and the answer to that song. 1-877-300-7275. If you get it right, that's your entry. Everyone who gets it right goes in the hat. As always, Frank loves to pick the winner after 8 o'clock news. Will announce and direct message you then. But hey, Shake the Lake tickets. You're going to save a few hun right there for free. 1-877-300-7275. Lots of turmoil from Air Canada. Of course, I'm hearing about the under 15 boys, Saskatchewan under 15 boys baseball team. They were hoping to get to the national championship in PEI by Thursday. Looks like the team is going to make it, but a lot of parents and grandparents who are going to go and cheer them on are having trouble rescheduling after their flights got canceled. So that story ahead. And of course, the Premier, Scott Moe, making a canola announcement out of Yorkton a little later. Kevin Martell with more on that in just a moment. And don't go far, because after the 6:30 news, the Men's Baseball Canada National Championships begin tonight here in Regina with the opening ceremonies. This is a big deal. If you thought the Red Sox run was fun, well, this is going to be just as fun, and the economic spinoff is amazing here, too. You're going to see a lot of baseball players wandering about over the next few days. We'll explain after the 6:30 news with organizers about that. CJME News Time now is 6:28.